Now the Medicine Buddha, Verse of Praise and Mantra, on page 34. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms. Dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soha. Now the four measurables, also on page 34. Three times in your language. May all sentient beings have happiness and the cause of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now the two mantras on page 37. We'll start with the one for Chenrezig, the verse of praise and mantra. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all seeing when I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Well, the verse of praise and mantra for Green Tara, also on page 37. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Today liberates from the 8 fears. Today liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now go back to page 34. And Yesha will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje Chaga Soje
Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kyaksu Chi
Dage Chishenge Pesa Nam Gi
Dola Penchu Sanghe Tu Pasho
Sanje
Chaga Soje Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kyaksu Chi Dage Chishenge Pesa Nam Gi Dola Penchu Sanghe Tu Pasho
Sanje
Chodan Soki Chonam La Janchu Badu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chenyengi Pesunangi Dola Benchu Sange Tu Pasha
Amcak ya da geçti. Kuyu tuzen yazanın da adını bulmayacağım. Oradan da alacağım. Good morning. New friend comes here. Good morning. This one always say good night. Some of you may be here first time, and welcome. So the reason that we say a few prayers here beginning of the class, some of them like mantra, you know, mantra for healing, called medicine for the mantra. And some of them are mantras, therefore, compassion. So, very, how do you say, very important part of our own well-being, the compassion is not just important, not just necessary, it's also very important to have compassion. Of course, towards yourself and towards other people, compassion is the key to heal. In the inner world, outer world. So that mantra emphasizes on importance of, you know, compassion, and also guided you how to meditate, you know, like, in order to be more compassionate, there are many disturbing thoughts, such as anger, jealousy, judgmental thought. These are all not necessary. It's also not good. It's not just about religions. It's not good for your life. Any disturbing thought that arises, the moment it arises, so then this precious life is kind of wasted. Moment disturbance to rise. So we, you, me, all of us, we have, how you say, ability to gain control over our mind, our thought. Right now, we are very much, how you say, controlled by our thought. We don't control our thought. Our thought control us. So then, unfortunately, their thought very much is impacted by what we call delusions, you know, afflicting mind. So then that's why life becomes very complicated. Very complicated. So then not able to taste food, not able to sleep, not able to judge clearly, so you lose all the wisdom that we have. So it's always important to have the compassion. Makes you calm. It's also not just that. It gives you strength. It can give you strength, not just strength, it can give you so much strength. So much strength. Eventually that you feel like you can you can free all people from all these complications caused by their thought and actions. So that's why, you know, there's few mantra as we said, then paramount, of course. There are so many unknown obstacles. In order to remove the obstacles, then you recite Paramantra. So then the last one, four immeasurables. So you say, may all sentient beings, not just Tibetan, American, Asian, white, brown, your hope, your wishing, each and every breathing, living being, you wish them happy. Regardless what they believe, what they look, your fundamental wish is them to be happy. So that is the foundation of the universal peace. If you're wishing me to be happy, you are not going to hurt me, I believe. If you're wishing me to be happy, you are not going to hurt me. I'm wishing you to be happy. I'm probably not going to hurt you. So there's the key. That's the key. You know, that's the key things. So then people around you feel safe. You feel safe. People around you, people that are surrounded by you, because you feel safe. Because you feel something wonderful for them. They're feeling something wonderful to you. So there's no power of compassion. They give you so much strength. So much strength. So that's why you say, may all sentient beings, may all breathing living beings have happiness and cause of happiness. You're wishing to become the condition for that, cause for their happiness. So then you could get joy. Yeah, of course you are looking at something, you get joy, some level of joy. You hear something, you know, through five senses. What is the human happiness? Human happiness, there's physical, mental. There's only two things. Physical happiness, mental happiness. How you define physical happiness mainly generated through five senses or six senses. Looking something good, hearing something wonderful, smelling something good, tasting something good, warm chocolate chip cookie from Whole Foods, that gives you some joy. So now, if that's the case, of course, thinking also will, you will achieve some joy, some level of joy by thinking. That probably will last longer because it's not dependent on the object. You're just thinking, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful that everybody's happy? Nobody's fighting. With each other based on the ideology, like political view, like religion, race, all of that. Not necessary. Why? Not necessary. So, we all should, whether we believe in religion or not, that's not that important. What is important? We all embrace loving kindness, compassion, we all get benefit. Regardless whether you're believing Christian, Buddhist, non-Buddhist, atheist, doesn't matter. Everybody likes to be respected. Everybody likes to be loved. Everybody likes to be cared. So then you are providing that So then, of course, you get joy. So then you feel that your life has meaning, rather than thinking, oh, my life has no meaning, life is not worth to live, all kind of negative mindset arise. So more positive mind that we develop by thinking, you could call meditations. The purpose of the meditation is not just sit like chicken. You know, they are sitting there all day long, not meditating, nothing. When you say meditation, that means you are thinking. What you are thinking? You are thinking something good. If you are thinking something negative, that's not meditation. The very purpose or power of meditation is to subdue amount of disturbing thought that you have based on society, political view, sport team, football team. Unfortunately, there's like thousand different ways. If you don't be mindful or beware, there are thousands of deaths. Every day there's so much risk that you may become negative, pessimistic or negative. So meditating is done like that. You don't have to sit like this. You can think of something wonderful, think of something positive. While you're cleaning, walking, you are meditating. Because you are controlling the amount of disturbing thought that are about to rise, you are trying to control them. Sake of what? Sake of your own happiness, that's all. Why your happiness is so important? Or there will be a positive impact on the society, within the family, within the friendship, if you are kind, if you are more compassionate, if you are more calm, if you are always thinking of something good, of course, it will benefit your friend. It will benefit your friend. Oh, so that's why, you know, in the beginning of the class, the mantra, the compassion mantra. So nobody argue about loving kindness, compassion, everybody enjoys. Then of course, you know, then there are different ideas, then there are other things, you know, people disagree, you know, like your view about the world, the environment, climate change, then the politics, all that, all kind of arguments. But when this voice comes down, loving kindness, compassion, nobody argues. Even the animals. If you're kind, all the squirrels in your backyard will be saved. They don't have to run away. You don't have to chase them with horse. More like you are going to lose because they are faster than you before you grab your horse. See, the loving kindness, compassion is good, you know, positive mindset. That's the purpose of meditations. Subdue disturbing thought. That's the purpose, that's the power of meditation. Power of meditation, gom top. Gom is meditation, top means power. Gom top, nyumung, afflicted mind, means disturbing thought. Subdue, that's the power of meditation. Oh. So life will be better off. Life will be better off. Less disturbing thought, more positive thought. Doesn't matter whether you believe in religion or not. Doesn't matter. Your life will be better off. If something goes on beyond this, it's going to be something good. Something good. Okay. Just want to share. Oh yeah. So, new animal. Good morning. Patagonia. Hawaii, all the people. Oh, yeah. Any questions?
Yes, Keshala, thank you. One second. Okay. We have some follow-up questions about meditating on the ultimate I.
Oh. I think there are no ultimate I in America.
How do I keep my meditation on the ultimate I fresh? I find it frustrating to go through the physical questions. Am I my teeth? Am I my hair? Am I my nose? And so on. Because it's so obvious to me that I am not those things. I know this must have been just as obvious when Shantideva advised us to use this meditation.
so, can Geshe-la please help me understand why it's important to go through this list? Does Geshe-la have advice on how to overcome the frustration? That's the first part. Would you like to share the second part?
No, first is enough.
First is enough.
Anybody want to say something about this question? Anybody want to contribute? Yeah, please. Huh? Yeah. It takes a long time. It takes a long time.
Like I said, it took a long time. It takes a long time.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
I just said it takes a long time. So it's easy to become frustrated unless you have enthusiastic perseverance.
So a person is getting frustrated by analyzing what is I.
Yes. Going through the steps. Each question. I can read it again?
Yeah. No. Like, why go through this analysis?
Yes.
What's the benefit?
Yes. And how can you help them get over the frustration?
So now here, what's happening? First, in the very first, the very beginning, which object you become attached? Question. First, you become attached to yourself. According to one of the Indian masters, Chandrakirti, the Nalanda master, stated very clearly in one of his book, probably written, who knows, maybe like more than 1,000 years old. The book has been written and translated into Tibetan, from Sanskrit to into Tibetan. Now please ask yourself, is that true? The first you become attached to yourself, is that true? This is not about just religious business. It's about practical way of thinking. Are you become attached to yourself in the very beginning, the minute you are born? Ask yourself questions. Well, you could say, if you are not attached to yourself, so then from there, then my people, my tribe, my religions, my culture, my tradition, my way of life, my idea, then goes on and on and on and on. So therefore, everything begins with notion of self. So therefore, it's important to analyze. You can't just go okay with that. Complication will continue if you don't find out the very self that you attach. So there's the whole reason to eradicate the root of all the complications. So now ask yourself, of course, is this possible? It is possible. Is it possible life without suffering? The first question, is it possible? Is it possible life without anger? Is it possible? Life without judgmental mind? Life without jealousy? Is that possible? Do you ever experience life without anger? Yes, one day, yesterday, I'm not angry. I was kind of happy because I'm canoeing on the nice river, kind of happy. One day, life without anger, if that is possible, logically it doesn't make sense. Life without anger, 1 month, week, why not? Logically it doesn't make sense if you believe in logic. So, yeah, right now it's hard to wrap our head around that idea, life without suffering. Or problem, or complication, caused by what? Not caused by compassion or loving kindness. Because there are so many complications because you've been so kind. That's not true. Maybe there are so many complications because you have become so selfish. Nobody likes you because you only think about yourself. That's why people don't like you. That's why people don't want to hang out with you. Because you only think of yourself. There's nothing. There's a zero for other. Everybody likes to receive something. You are not giving anybody anything. You just always try to get as much as possible. You are not going to survive happily. So now there's the primary question. Is this a possible life without attachment, anger, jealousy? So everything begins. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm just asking you to analyze. That's why exactly Buddha asked all his followers to analyze questions, debate. Don't accept because I say so. Down the road is not good because mind will question. No good. Better to analyze now. So when you find some truth in there, then practice. Practice. And that's all. That's how the teaching has been taught by Shakyamuni Buddha to all his followers. He gives them full freedom to analyze, not to accept because he says so. No, so there down the road is no good. So everything begins with notion of self. Is that true? We use our wisdom, analyze. Would you like to go to the root where all the problems is rising? Would you like to find out what is the root cause of all these problems? If the question is yes, so then it's good to analyze. Oh, I'm so unhappy. How you define that I or self? So now, now the frustrations that comes up and like going through the each part. Frustration because you are not finding anything. That's why you are getting frustrated. There has to be some reason why you're getting frustrated. Maybe you are not finding what you're looking for. Maybe not finding is the maybe best way of finding. Not seeing, probably you are seeing the best. Not finding, probably you are finding the best. You can't say I'm not finding anything. Maybe you are finding something never been found. Never been found. Maybe you are seeing something you've never seen before. Matongwa ni tongwa tamba. Matongwa. Matongwa means not seeing. Tongwa tamba means best seeing. Does that make any sense? Yeah, so right now you just see this little cute cat here. When you try to analyze that perception, you analyze what you find, probably you are not going to find this cute cat going through every part. That means like you are finding nothing. Well, that's hard to say. According to the text, it says you are finding the best. So, now the notion of self that you have, not like I have, is something very solid, absolute, concrete. That's not how thing exists. That's not how thing exists. Your perception may be something solid or something absolute. Maybe that's just your perception. Maybe that's not how thing exists. We don't focus on level. We just level things. We just level. You are called John. You are not just become John by yourself. You are just called after you're born or maybe before you're born. Your parents decide to call you John, so then that's how you become John. You just does not become John like by yourself. But we don't think like that. So this was called everything level, just called. So we just caught up with the level, not able to go beyond the level. Why? Because we don't analyze. We don't analyze. We think by the it is what it is, how you say. It is not, it is not what, it is not what, how you say, opposite, how you say, opposite. It is what it is. It's not
what you think it is?
It is not what it is not?
Yeah, it is not what is not. It's not what is not. It's not. Trick. So mind tricks all the time. Trick, like illusionist. Illusionist create something and you are kind of fascinated. Actually, it's not exactly what you see. Not just see, you know, there's things happening. There's a reality. There's appearances. Then there's believing. Reality. The cat. Oh, so cute. And somebody says, oh, no, it's not cute. It looks horrible. Look at the size of the eye. It's huge eye. It looks kind of scary. Perception. You can have perception. Everybody can have perceptions. This object is real. Way it appears differently, then you as a appears then believing. So let me give you an example. Early morning, there's not much light outside. Or your neighbors there, or maybe there's like snakes. So a few snakes there in the garden. Early morning, you wake up, you see like colorful rope crawling, coil like snake. What's the reality? What's the fact? Colorful rope, that's the fact. That's the fact. How it appears to you? Snake. What do you believe? You believe the snake. All kinds of emotions rise, maybe calling, how is it? Pet control? Huh? Pet control. All kinds of rise, ideas, maybe eliminating, maybe catching them if you know how to catch them. All this idea rise, anxiety, fear, based on what? Based on your perceptions, that you believe what you perceive, you believe, then your perceptions become serious. Once you go there, what you found, colorful rope, what happened, all this feeling disappeared. Why? You found the truth. You found the fact. You discovered the fact, reality. There's the colorful rope. Is that happening in our day-to-day life? Somebody says something, oh, give me a mean look. Is that true? Maybe it's not for you. Maybe for somebody else. So, this happens every day. Reality, perception, based on how you perceive, believing that. Is that happening with the self? Self do exist. That's the fact. How you perceive? Second question. Do you believe in your perceptions? Oh, all the complications rise. So, if you are going through frustrations, analyzing the self, and you are trying to find something, the question is very important. What are you hoping to find? Are you hoping to find the self that you are very familiar with? Probably you are not going to find that. Because that's very, very much based on your appearances, how you appear. You are not going to find that. So getting frustration that based on something you will never find. No matter what kind of meditation you do, you are not going to find that. So then, maybe I think, I'm not sure how to help to eliminate the frustration. I'm not sure. Not based on my experience. I don't have any experience, but you know, based on my knowledge that I've been studying more than three decades back in the monastery. So the point of this meditation is to go to the root of all the problems. Make sense? Yeah, if anybody wants to contribute, if anybody wants to say something, please. It would like, question is like, why? Yeah, indirectly, why is it so important to find out the nature of self. Why it's so important for Buddhism, according to Buddhist philosophy, it's very important because everything began from there. All the complications because of that. It's important to understand when you have headache. It's important to understand the head. If you don't understand the head, it's hard to heal the headache. So that's why, according to Buddhism, it's quite important finding. Later on, if anybody wants to please contribute, please, you are welcome to say. So free to say, no pressure. No pressure, no? Second?
The second part, Kesala, is, am I my Atma? If not, why not?
Atma, that's Hindu term. In the Hinduism, Christians use the soul. Atma, Buddhism, consciousness. In Hinduism, they call Atma. But Buddhist philosophy does not believe unchanging things. Everything changes. Everything changes. That's a Buddhist view. Everything changes moment by moment. Does not believe in unchanging. Even though it sounds like unchanging, actually it's not unchanging. So I think connotations of the Atma has this kind of, maybe I could be wrong because I'm not expert of Hinduism. I never studied Hinduism. But concept of Atma, if it's like eternal, unchanging, then there's, you know, according to Buddhist theory, there are some contradictions. You know? So now the question that, am I my consciousness? Then nobody can see you. Then when you become an invisible being, if you are your thought, same thing. Am I my thought? People cannot see your thought. Nobody can see your thought. So there's very clear counter argument. If you are saying, "Oh, I'm my Atma," so as I said, I'm not expert of Hinduism, but it is something that shapeless, formless, shapeless, shapeless, formless, shapeless, shapeless. You cannot see. So that means nobody can see you. That's very, I say, obvious. That like people promise. If you say, "Oh, nobody can see me," that means people are seeing you. So maybe you are going out of your mind or something. Otherwise, because people see you. Otherwise, how they communicate? They ask you when you go to airport. They ask you ID. If they cannot see you, how they can identify you? So that's why you are not your consciousness. Consciousness, there are six of them, six senses. Then there will be one self is hard enough to take care. Now you end up with the sixth self. So that's why it's important. So that's why, you know, notion of self rise based on the physical structure combination with the thought. So it's very important to analyze. Everything that builds on that kind of disfigure and dismantle when you meditate. Everything, there's so much has been built. Your story of all life, all your life story is built on sense of self. When you try to meditate, it's kind of like disfigure and dismantle. And kind of like, you know, like, only you can tell when you do the meditations, when you reach that level. Then you can tell what you are experiencing now. What you are experiencing now when you reach to that, the end of the analysis, what you experiencing now. Well, mother, it should be something good. Should be something good, you know. Should be something good. So then if you are afraid that you are, if you feel like you don't exist, then grab your nose. Push a little bit. Then you know you are not disappear. You are still there. If you worry that you disappear, then touch your nose. So, it's not a physical power. You could go through every little process, inside out, and Atma, then you are not. So then, maybe you are merely label. You are merely label. Not like absolute, inherent, concrete. You are maybe merely label. That is self. nothing more, nothing less, merely level, merely level. Oh. So now, when you come out of these meditations, you used to see everything so serious, no serious. It's just level, it's not serious. Because now you see beyond the level, you see the beyond the level, it's just level. It's just call, you know. It's kind of tricky. This is whole meditation is kind of, a little bit difficult. Lung appears, dong, empty. It's not two things, it's the one thing. Make sense? It's one thing, it's not two things. There's two words, but actually it's one thing. Lung, dong, lung means appear. Empty, the same thing. Am I making any sense? It appears as a solid, but it's empty of solid. The same thing. It appears as something very solid, but it's empty of the solid. That's why it appears long long. Where to find the gulgul? Nang dong. It appears because it's empty. That's why it appears. It's empty because that's why it appears. Nang dong. Appears because it's empty. Self appears because it's empty. So that's the only word in English. So I'm not sure what other word. Any contribution from the online here? Venerable Hamula, you understand Lang Tong? Lang Tong. That is about meditation on Shunyata, Lang Tong. Now what then? Everything is happening due to cause and conditions. This is called interdependence. Everything is happening not by somebody decide, oh, should have this, should have. No. Everything is happening due to cause and conditions. And we are part of that. You can say, oh, this is not me. Somebody just decided to have this, have that. No, that's according to Buddhism, there's some, because of the causalities, there's some difficulties. It's called interdependence. Oh, no one then. Well, maybe you can read, there's a lot of books from the Western scholar that have been right on that. Nang dong, there's two words. Nang dong, oh. It's one thing. Empty and appearance is one thing. Is that true? Appearance and empty is the one thing. Am I making any sense? Does that make sense? So then maybe no need explanation at all. Appearance is empty and appearances. This is emptiness, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form is not different than emptiness, emptiness is not different than form. Now apply here. This is emptiness, emptiness is this, this is not different than emptiness, emptiness is not different than that, emptiness. Does that make any sense at all? Don't just repeat the word, doesn't make any sense at all. What do you feel when you say, I'm emptiness? What do you feel? Did you ever say that you are emptiness? And first of all, emptiness means like nothingness, nothing. So that's not good. That is not good translations. But emptiness means something very profound, something very deep. we recite Heart Sutra or Su Tongbao. Tongbao is Su Tongbao. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Form is not different than emptiness. Emptiness is not different than form. Now apply to yourself. I am emptiness. What do you feel? What that means, first of all, what that means. It doesn't mean anything. Yeah, it means, it should supposed to mean something very profound. Then when you say, does it sound like profound or just nonsense? Doesn't make any sense at all. Mm. So that's why analyzing everything that happened, thorough analysis is needed. Why? To get to the fact. Get to the fact. You are not going to get to the reality if you don't analyze, just go okay with that continuously. Problem, complication will continue. Oh. Nangsu shimu ta shi da nangsu means everything appears. Shimu ta means thorough analysis needed. Why? Get to the fact. Get to the fact. Maybe 10%. You see 100%, 90%, you project it. Why you don't see that? You don't analyze. You don't analyze. You don't analyze. You just go with that. Especially when you get irritated, angry, all of that, you superimpose, you super project. You cannot see the fact. That's why you are people called you are delusional. Delusionals? Huh? Sorry to say, not nice word to say. But then people say you are delusional. Yeah, because you don't see the fact. Reality will appear like raw. Raw reality will appear automatically if you do thorough analysis. Somebody say, oh, you don't look good. Analyze what that means. Does it have any substance? What that means? Why you believe? Oh, you look so wonderful, like you are so like, oh, look good. 5 minutes, met someone, oh, you look horrible. Now you're all confused. Can be true, can be both. Nangsu shimu ta shi tang. Nangsu appearance. Thorough analysis needed in order to get to the fact. When you get to the fact, all the exaggeration has been gone. What is the benefit? All the feeling that based on exaggeration will disappear. Like that. Oh. Or treating the sound, very sound that bothers you, treating the sounds like echo. Echo? No substance. You can do. Yeah, you can do. Don't say you cannot do. You can do. You train yourself. For you, it's no substance. It's like echo. No substance. Doesn't bother you. That's how you eventually, slowly, slowly, you build this armor around yourself and you don't become vulnerable. You become venerable. You become venerable. Because you are now, doesn't bother you now. You used to bother so much now. People make a comment on your hair, I don't care. You don't, and people you say, I don't care, I don't mind, you know. Oh, existing my hair is not there, so your perceptions, it already exists. You know, so like that. That's a Nangsu Shimu Ta Shi Tang. Important word. Nangsu Shimu Hangi Shas. Nangsu Shimu Hangi Shas. How we get irritated, how negative thoughts rise. If you total analysis, there's less chance for negative thought to rise because you are not giving, because you are thinking. You are thinking. You are thinking. You are not reacting. You are thinking. You are assessing. Assessing situations. Very thoroughly, for sake of your peace of mind, that's all. Not because I'm Buddhist, not that, because we all have right to feel good, feel calm, feel peaceful. For that sake, thorough analysis needed, okay? Needed, no. Sorry, so much been said. What time is now? Time to stop? Yeah, time to stop.
Yes,
now.
Thank you, Geshe-la. We have a couple of announcements.
Good morning. I always feel so bad for stopping everything the second I walk in. I just wanted to let everybody know kind of a little bit of a summary of where we are at with the circumambulation path. So I was pulling some numbers and stuff and looking at things. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that has given to this amazing, amazing project, along with all of the donations that have been given to support Trump's sector. The last few years, we had an additional $3,000 come in for the circumambulation path, and more than 30 people have given to this project. I also want to extend a very deep appreciation for all of the work that's been done by the grounds team and the all the volunteers that joined in the Buddha Garden cleanup day. We don't say the names often enough, so I'm going to give you a little list. Heather Sanderson, Paul Krebs, Monica Ingrosciario, Chris Baranski, Aaron Johnson, Alex and Sandra Hess, Donna Cease, Linda Saw, Martin, Bill Martin, Helen Puri, Jeevan Ramakrishnan, Elise Drevel, Michael Flaherty, William Sweet, and Jason Wise. All of these people showed up to help on this major cleanup day, and we did have a lot of fun. It was a lot of hard work, but it was fun because it was joyous effort. And our grounds are looking so beautiful, and it's wonderful to be creating the causes and conditions for Cancer Rinpoche to come, but it's also very important to remember that we're also creating the causes and conditions for Kadampa Center to continue to thrive, for all of us to continue to have the amazing teachings from Geshe Gelug and Geshe Songpo, and for all of us to be a part of this incredibly compassionate, kind, and generous community. We are all creating the causes and conditions for all of these things. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Personally, you all inspire me, everybody, everybody on Zoom, everybody that's out there. Our entire community is amazing, and I'm very grateful to be a part of it. I'm going to leave you with one last beautiful dedication from Peter Cranford. May all who walk on the circumambulation May all who walk on the circumambulation path generate merit and take the steps toward enlightenment. Thank you all for everything you do for Kadampa Center. Thank you. Of course, Sandy didn't include herself in that list, and she was there. So I have a different kind of quick announcement. Tomorrow is a Buddha holy day, which means that anything meritorious that we do tomorrow, the merit increases, I think, 100 million times or something like that. So it's a good day to do something positive. We're going to have the center open from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and then after that will be the Discovering Buddhism class tomorrow night. So there's opportunity to come during the day if you want to, and, you know, come into the Gampa and do practice, circumambulate the stupa, circumambulate the entire Gampa. You know, do practices, purification practice, Tara mantras, Mani mantras, anything like that. Another reason this particular Buddha holy day is important within the FPMT family is that this is a day that FPMT sets aside to appreciate all our amazing Sangha, from our wonderful resident Geshe's, Geshe Gelug and Geshe Songpo, to the many nuns who are associated with Kadampa Center. I'll start with Venerable Tendrin, who is now down at Tupin Kunga Ling in Florida, Venerable Lamo, Venerable Kondo, and Venerable Tuki. And we're also now blessed to have frequently with us on Zoom Venerable Lobsang Dangcho and Venerable Tenzin Lamo. So let's just appreciate all of them in any way we can.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. So maybe short dedication. So let's go new. Oh, Brandon Tengen. Hello. Tony Produce. Oh, yeah. Welcome. all of you.
Turn to page 246 for the dedication verse from Master Shanti Deva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see form and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rain and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the misery of the world. Now the long life prayer is first on page 244. First for His Holiness. The land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chen Rezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Then page 245 for Kensa Rinpoche, Jestan Losandel. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age. The one with great patience who received the name Alatare. The one with great precision who spread the teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa on pleasant voice. Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition. Please remain until and on page 244 for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche, you uphold the subduer's moral way to serve as a bountiful bearer, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjanastic Taurus doctrine. We masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And of course for Geshe La and Geshe Sampo. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Thank you for the Moin team. Moin team for this beautiful flower. Thank you again. Have a wonderful weekend. See you next Sunday. Thank you, children, translating, all the people back in Patagonia. All of you on Zoom. Bye bye.
Are we seeing any meditation today?
Oh, yes or no? Erin.
I decided.
Yeah, Erin. how many people want to do meditations? We can do. After 15 minutes, or then maybe 10 minutes.
Okay, so we'll take a short break and keep the stream going.
Yeah. Money mantra. Yeah. We'll do like simple meditation today. Mainly for compassion meditation. Okay, compassion meditation based on compassion mantra. So whenever Alhamdulillah will chant, so you can also join too. Join. formula three chant or three, maybe seven or three chant?
We used to do seven.
Seven mantra. Compassion mantra. Most of you are familiar. So formula will chant first, we'll chant seven, seven, seven. First, sorry that we don't have visual image here. Here, usually there are all the enlightened compassion, when it appears in the form, that's called Buddha of compassion, Buddha of compassions. So there are 1,000 arm chaitasik. There's also 4 arm chaitasik. There's 2 visions. Version of Buddha of compassion. But if you are familiar with His Holiness as Dalai Lama, you can also visualize His Holiness as Dalai Lama. This is more easier for you. Yeah. So like that or this? Thank you. Thank you, Erin. Yeah. Thank you, Erin. Thank you. So the first seven recitations or chanting of the mantra, you visualize five points from the Avalokiteshvara body. Or you can just, if you are familiar with the chakras, 5 chakras, or maybe just do body, heart chakra, throat chakra here, throat, heart. You can just visualize 3, or you can visualize 5 points. So maybe 3. So then, here the image should be like a form of light. There's not something solid. So then through the recitations as you are chanting, just visualize that white light emit from the sense of bodies, So then dissolve into your body, spirit, mind, dissolve into, and all the problems that related to the arrogant or pride completely eradicate. Then you are self filled with compassion. Okay, power of compassion. That's the first one.
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. So then think deep down from your heart that your life become free from pride and become very compassionate person. Okay. Now the second recitation, same visualization, so light emit from Genesis 6 now. Body, speech and mind, or maybe 5 points from me. Genesis body or His Holiness Dalai Lama. So then dissolve into your body's mind and see the light. There's a light, the symbolize the compassion. So then eliminate the jealousies. Then your life become free from jealousies and all the problem associated with the jealousy will be completely eradicated. Then your life become free from jealousy and become very compassionate person.
Om
Mani Padme Hum. Now, again, the same visualization, the light emit from this, you know, 5-point on your body, spirit, mind, and dissolve into your body, spirit, mind, then your life becomes free from doubt, negative doubt, not having any faith in yourself. There's a huge obstacle, not having a faith in yourself is a huge obstacle. Not seeing, doubting yourself is something very precious. That doubt needs to be eradicated, doubting in your abilities, your potentials, your Buddha natures, all of that, okay? Doubting the very spiritual practice that you are doing, not having a faith, all of that become huge obstacles. And begin with not having a faith in yourself and your ability, your potential, your Buddha natures, not seeing yourself as a precious human life, all of that, you know, kind of eliminated, completely eliminated, and you are yourself, become free from that doubt, and become very compassionate. So the same visualizations, so then think deep down from your heart that this meditation increase your wisdom tremendously, that allows you to see the fact or realities. And all the problems that is associated with not knowing the facts or realities or ultimate truth creates so much, you know, complications. So then just imagine that you yourself become free from that not knowing and again all the wisdom that you needed in order to liberate yourself from the origin of samsara. Then become very compassionate person, so begin with yourself and other people. Same visualization, just visualize the light image from Buddha of Compassion, from His Holiness Dalai Lama, from Bodhisattva mind, dissolve into your Bodhisattva mind, then your whole body from tip of the throat all the way to your crown chakra completely filled with that light. Eliminate. Oh, becoming tight with your own ideas and all kinds of so on and so forth. Becoming uptight or becoming like clinking so tight on something that, you know, needs to loosen up in order to enjoy the calmness in your life. Clinking. Not being flexible, uptight. All of that creates problems. Your life becomes free from that, mainly attachments. Not enjoyment, attachment, not enjoyment. Enjoyment is necessary, so you have good karma to enjoy. Not talking about that. Clinking so tightly, so that creates problems, complications. So become more balanced. More flexible, mentally, physically more flexible. So your life become free from that and become more compassionate being towards yourself and towards other people. Okay, well, if you harbor this pain, what's called anger, according to Master Shantideva, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6, if you harbor this painful mind, what is called anger, you are not going to experience peaceful mind, calm mind. There will be no physical well-being. There will be no mental well-being. Not able to sleep. Not able to have good sleep. You lose ability to judge what's good for you, what's not good for you. So, the most destructive emotions, unfortunately. So, then, through the power of this meditation, you yourself become free from anger or hatred. Begin with oneself and other people's religion, tradition, culture, so on and so forth. You yourself become completely free from that pain. So, Tibetan or some deep pain, not just pain, deep pain, severe pain, yeah, severe pain. You build yourself, become free from that, become more compassionate. Okay?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, very good. Now dedication. Get Thank you very much. Yeah. So that's short meditations of compassion. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy.